This episode of The Big Game Records is brought to you by Kane's Deer Velvet. Our body knows how to heal, but as we age, it can sometimes struggle to keep up, and injuries, aches, and pains come knocking. Kane's Deer Velvet is packed full of amazing nutrients that the body uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation, and general well-being. Simply replenish the nutrients, healing happens, and you are left to get on with living your life to the full. Find out more at canesdeervelvet.com and use the code STAGRAW252 for an introductory 20% discount. Welcome back. So third last of the 200 Club, so I need to get myself another Big Game Records. I'll be logging into the NZDA website and getting my hands on Volume 3. I think it's TAR. Could be mistaken. But yeah, I'll have to get that read in and get on with the trophies. This one, anyway, is a seeker. Of course, it's from Booker T. Tree, 2008, Warren J. McKay, 4x4. The length is 29.1x28.5, spread is 28.7. That narrow form is typical over there, and span of 20 2/8. The beams are 4 7x4 6, the coronets are 8 1x8.1, so getting a bit of score from girth. Brow tines are 7 6x7.3. The trays are 7 4x7. The inner tops are 10 1x10.2, and the outer tops are 10x9.7. So beautiful forks up top there. The total 207/8. McKay had for many years sought a trophy animal from the area he consistently hunted on the occasion of each rut. When he arrived to hunt there in late March of 2008, the same old scrapes were evident in the regenerating bush in Kanaka scrub. The day he was successful eventually dawned, and McKay was on his way early, hearing the occasional call from a seeker stag in the valley. So he gained a good point of observation in order to allow him to assess the situation and scan the area that lay below him. From this vantage point, he could see four hinds and a yearling male grazing. As time passed by, he noticed a larger, darker-coloured animal appear from the bush and slowly join the others. He was about 250 metres off and downhill. Used to hunting deer in the bush at close quarters, McKay was tentative about taking a risky shot in such circumstances. The stag was impressive, so he opted to take the chance. Aiming at the animal's shoulder, he squeezed the shot off. The stag faltered before he headed for the bush. A second follow-up shot and the stag had reached the cover of the bush. Nevertheless, McKay found him dead in a small gully beyond. It has been suggested this animal may have some red deer influence in its breeding, its scale measuring 15 inches, but body characteristics would suggest this to be in the minimum if it was proved correct. The rump patch was definitely seekine. And that might attest to the girth. Good on you, Warren. Next up, we've got Renata Apatu from Whites Valley Ngamatea Station in 2006. And we'll see you there. This episode of the Big Game Records, it's number one, The Seeker, Volume 1, New Zealand Big Game Records Series, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association Incorporated, written by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, New Zealand. The copyright is 1999, D.B. Banwell, updated edition 2009, first published 1999, all rights reserved.